Terry Nelson, who is from Williamston. She is one of the community leaders out there. And there's an event coming up, which actually has its own events throughout communities in mid-Michigan, the state, and around the country. It's a big, big event, and she's going to tell us the Williamston perspective of this. Terry, how are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing very well. A big time coming up for you, something you've been preparing for a long time. Tell us about it.
August 7th, first Tuesday of the month, we have what's called National Night Out. Pig roasts, lots of food, lots of games for the kids. Just a time for the community to come together, meet your neighbors, meet the merchants in town, and just a good time for the whole family.
Well, now, this will be conducted at communities all over the country. Why is this important, especially for Williamston?
Well, National Night Out is in conjunction with Neighborhood Watch. And as you know, Tony, living in Williamston, we have a wonderful police department, and we have Neighborhood Watch all through the city. It helps the police keep the crime down, and it just gives us a good, safe town to be in. And this is something that we celebrate every year for National Night Out for the wonderful people we have in this town and the safe town we live in because of our police department.
And National Night Out is very kid-friendly, isn't it?
It sure is. And on the 14th of July, we're kicking it off with a fundraiser at Sunnyside with music and an obstacle course bounce house. And we're going to cook outside and just have a good time to get the season started and get us ready for National Night Out.
All right. So folks should be looking to their communities for National Night Out. People in the Williamston area can start helping with that, with the fundraiser on July 14th at the Sunnyside Cafe on Grand River in Williamston. And then the national event is Tuesday, August 7th. We'll be talking more about that as we get into the summer. Terry, thanks so much.
Thank you.